A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him as they approached to offer him wine. They called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He said to him in reply, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I have to admit I'm a little intimidated right now. Right before Mass, I met a visitor coming in who was saying how wonderful the deacon at his parish does at preaching. How he came in from an evangelical tradition into the Catholic Church and really knows Scripture. And I was reminded of a line I heard this week from a comedian who said, "I'm a Catholic. We don't read the Bible. We read the bulletin." As Father Chris said, today we are celebrating the feast commonly known as Christ the King, but it has a formal name. And here it is. Get comfortable. The Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. How about that? That is a grand title. And given what we've been doing in our country in the last few months and what our civic lives are going to be devoted to in the immediate future, I think this is a very well-timed feast for the church globally to give us here a reminder of who it is exactly that we are to look to as our real authority. To look at this a little more in depth, I want to look at four words out of the title for today's feast. Just a little bit for each of the words. Lord, King, Universe, and Christ. First word, Lord. The word comes from a root that literally means the guardian of the loaves, the one who protects the bread. To be Lord, in the most basic sense, is to be the one who provides for all of us the basic sustenance we need for living from day to day. Over time, we flawed humans, of course, by our behavior, have added some negative connotations to that term, Lord, suggesting abuse of power or oppression of those who are in need, as in lording it over others. Jesus, the Christ, has restored the true meaning of Lord, providing our most essential sustenance for life, a way toward freedom from our own brokenness, by becoming our bread of life. Word two, King, kind of along the same line, really. Who here wants to be ruled by a king? What do you think of when you think of a king in power? corruption, nepotism, incompetence, indolence, arrogance. That's how the role of king seems to have evolved over time, of course, because of our behavior. Now, ceremonial monarchies still exist in some of our more nostalgic countries of the world, but actual monarchy is almost completely extinct. There are nearly 200 nations commonly recognized as nations in the world. 4 still have a hereditary monarchy. And together, the population of those nations is less than 0.5% of all of humanity right now. Anybody know who they are? What those 4 nations are? Brunei, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and Swaziland. The time of kings, the point is, the time of kings is over. Unless we consider the original purpose of the job. In our earliest human groupings, the role of king came to be out of recognition that one person, generally, would emerge as the most reliable, the most trustworthy to protect first the family, then the tribe, then the clan, than the nation or the empire. And of course, as the power grew, so did our human failings. So that eventually, temporal kingship moves from being protective to being destructive in most cases. But again, Jesus, the risen Christ, recovers the true nature of kingship as the ultimate protector of what is truly valuable, of what is beyond the power of death and corruption. Word 3, universe. The dictionary defines it this way: the whole body of things and phenomena observed or postulated. Got it? Everything. All of creation, all of matter, and all time, all human experience. So to be king of the universe is a bold claim. It makes all previous meanings of kingship obsolete. The simply human king defends the walls against those outside who would come in. But Christ the King of the universe, of all matter and all time, is on every side of every wall all the time. When the human king gathers an army, it's to protect his own against a foe. Christ the King does not gather an army to oppose anyone. For everyone is called to ultimate life in and with Christ. Rather than armed combatants, Christ calls us to become parts of his living body in this time, in this place, in our own unique corner of creation, to join him in turning death and corruption into new life. Word 4, Christ. This word means anointed of God, Messiah, the one for whom the violent, broken world waits. Christ, you know, was not Jesus' last name. And by the way, H was not his middle initial. In a few minutes, Allison is going to come to the baptismal font. And right after the water of baptism is poured over her, just like right after the waters of baptism were poured over us, Father Chris is going to say these words. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you always live as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. That's a commission, a job given to each of the baptized to live a life as only we individually can live it, in our time, in our place, as an instrument of the true kingship of Christ. The true kingship that is protective of the dignity of every life, especially those most vulnerable, those most reviled and exploited. We are in our baptism co-missioned with Jesus the Christ to exercise, in our case, a tiny share of the Lordship of Christ, providing sustenance and nurturance to everyone we encounter, and especially to those who have been relegated to shadow and darkness. The trouble is, we're limited. We can't handle all that all the time, can we? The thief in today's gospel, the one we call the good thief, although I don't know why, he's not that good, he got caught. He asks only to be remembered by Jesus and recognizes that Jesus' kingship has nothing to do with temporal power, is beyond all earthly power and all human imagining. So, as we consider the true kingship of the risen Christ, the Lord who provides the bread in which we are united and sustained, I want to invite you to pray. Pray for Allison and pray for yourself, that we may see the fruit of this prayer that is about to be repeated in Allison's baptism, that we may live always as members of Christ's self-sacrificing body, thereby sharing in everlasting life. Because you see, we can all share in that life this very day.